How is he different when he doesn't have the same receivers and running back success around him?
Well, I mean, there's just the playmakers that are around him that can make some of them plays. He's going to put the ball where it needs to be. It's in tough position for the defensive players to make plays. And usually when he has those playmakers, they can make plays, those catches from those great catches. But he still has those guys from Kyle, Jordy Nelson, and the running back position. So he pretty much still has those playmakers around him, but we have to be able to kind of get to him and minimize those big plays.
How challenging is it going into this week, knowing that there's a lot of different faces, a change that could possibly be in the secondary after watching what happened last week?
It's not really a challenge. I mean, I think we feel comfortable about, I mean, real confident about the guys we have, the young guys stepping up. They've been playing great. We just need for them to, you know, be healthy as much as they can. Our defensive scheme is not too tough. We just need for them to line up, be where they need to be. And we got a lot of confidence that they're going to make the plays.
Jordy was saying that, you know, they're a rhythm offense and that they just figure they just got to get back on rhythm.
Oh, really?
And they'll be fine. Yeah, is that?
Oh, well, that's good to know. I mean, good to know that they're a rhythm team. But, yeah, you can see them. They're all timing. They got to be where they're supposed to be because Rodgers, he's going to put that ball where it's supposed to be. So it has to be, you can see that they have to be in the right position to be, you know, be where the ball is at. So I kind of watched that on film. So if you can kind of disrupt that rhythm, that timing, you'd be, you know, get them in some third and longs.
Is this the most dangerous offense you've played this year?
It's the most dangerous of my places I've been here, so I can say that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, the chemistry they have with the team. And like you said, it's timing. It's rhythm. So anytime you can disrupt that, you got a good chance of beating.
With Jets had some problems in the red zone last week. Is that more of what they were doing or what you guys were doing to kind of limit it, like even in the last play?
It's always what we do. I mean, it's always about that. Anytime you could they got six times down there and they only got one touchdown. I mean, it's about being able to execute the plays that we're down there. We got to hold them to maybe field goals. We don't want them to score touchdowns. So it's always come down to what we do. You know, we can't control what they do. We have to be able to execute our style of defense.
How much more difficult is it going to be with Green Bay, though, with Aaron Rodgers running the red zone offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be it should be more challenges. The fact that Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, we see them twice a year. They kind of know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. But if they're on rhythm, they're going to be tough to stop. But we have to be able to disrupt all that, get to the quarterback, make a move around, throw the timing off.